Welcome to another podcast episode from Neuroscientia.com, the educational repository of cognitive health tutorials and powerful brainy tips for learning, where you would discover the fundamental secrets to a healthy brain, which can think clearly, learn faster, remember accurately, with sound judgment and optimal focus. Want to learn something new? Here you go.
Want to know how much money an IQ test administered by a professional costs? There is no absolute answer to this question because the cost of IQ tests vary with different factors being considered. What determines the cost of an IQ test? Below are a few factors that usually determine the cost of an IQ test. Type of IQ test. Psychologist or evaluator. Purpose or intent of the test. Geographical location or country. 1. Type of the test. Whether an IQ test would cost you a huge amount of money, usually depends on the type of IQ test. Generally, free IQ tests offered online would cost you nothing, but an IQ test that would be administered by a trained professional psychologist usually costs some dollar. It doesn't make sense to run away from a good test that would be administered by a psychologist. After all, professional and standard IQ tests are more reliable. Whether you are going to take Mensa, Wechsler or Raven's test, would definitely take away some dollars from you. You don't want to take a crappy IQ test. Do you? 2. Psychologist or evaluator. The cost of an IQ test is almost always determined by the person who would administer it. A psychologist would want to pay some bills with that, few bucks though. If you are looking to test your IQ for free, yet want to get a reliable score, you may go to a PhD student who might be ready to offer the test to you freely, as he would want to practice it on you. So both of you would benefit, anyway. 3. Purpose or intent behind the test. Is the IQ test for recreational purpose? Do you want to have some fun? If you are looking to have some fun, why not take this IQ test free now? It is absolutely free. On the other hand, your intent might be social belongingness. You might want to join Mensa, PARS or high IQ society. It might also be that you want to familiarize yourself with professional IQ tests in order to get some degree, job, etc. Obviously, that would cost some bucks. 4. Geographical location or country. The cost of an IQ test might vary among different social contexts. How much does an IQ cost in the US? How much does an IQ test cost in Canada? How much does an IQ test cost in the UK? How much does an IQ test cost in France? All these questions boil down to a particular location where the values of IQ tests differ, where currency differs, and where the people themselves differ in terms of behavior.
This podcast episode has come to a close. But before you go, don't forget to visit www.neuroscientia.com and subscribe to get tons of free resources to expand your mind and ignite your creativity. Bye.